Wait, what?
Hey, this is the Haha, Wait, What? Podcast with Mandy Brook. I'm an entertainer, content creator, and musician. You may know me from my song parodies and funny antics on Instagram and TikTok. On my podcast, we try to make sense of the confusing parts of life because literally we're all winging it and have no idea what we're doing. And that's totally okay. So relax, grab a glass of wine, and let's chat.
Hey, friend. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to join me and listen to me talk. And before we get started, I just hope that you're having a really calm and peaceful day and that you're feeling really good. So just take a deep breath in, a deep breath out. Hopefully you don't hear the boogers in my nose, and we'll get started because today this is juicy. It's the tea. We're going to be chatting about dating in your 30s and everything I've learned about men and femininity so far. And trust me, it's a lot. A while ago, I posted a pretty funny story time on my Instagram about the wiener, the ding-a-ling I wasn't prepared to see. And it got a lot of laughs, but I also got a lot of questions from mostly women asking for my dating advice. And honestly, I'm still learning too. Like, I'm in the trenches just like you bitches. I really have no idea what the fuck is going on, but you know, we'll learn together. And I've definitely learned a lot of lessons this year that I can relay. I'll link the wiener video down below. That sounds so bad. In my show notes, so if you want to laugh. But for a quick backstory, the reason I call him the wiener guy is on the third or fourth date after a pretty fancy dinner, he whipped out his wiener and automatically assumed we'd have sex. And I just wasn't ready for it. And I definitely let him know in the most funny, awkward, embarrassing way that I just wasn't ready to see his ding-a-ling and I wanted to move slow. And this guy, he was very handsome, like very handsome. He had a pretty big ego and was used to getting girls in bed really quickly. So I think I threw him for a loop and it was really funny. One of the things that I mentioned in that story time post was that I had never dated before in my life. Maybe a few dates in high school, but I was really career focused as a teenager and I was playing music all the time. And then I met my ex-husband when I was 20 and he was my first boyfriend. And then I found myself single at 30. And I was left to navigate this insanely fucking weird world of modern dating. What the fuck? It's madness out here in these streets. I know a lot of you are in the same boat. We're freshly divorced or getting out of long relationships and really just dating for the first time. And honestly, if you're in this boat, congratulations. I'm proud of you. You are stepping out of your comfort zone, and that's really fucking hard. So congrats. Welcome to war. Oh my God. It's not that bad, I promise. So dating the wiener guy didn't really last very long, but I'll admit I was really fucking into him. He was probably the second guy I was consistently dating, and I definitely learned a lot from him, what worked, what didn't work. So I'll definitely get into that more later. My friend Shallon Lester of the Girl on Top podcast says that dating is like data collection. Collecting data on yourself, what you like, what you want in a partner, and also collecting data about the opposite sex. So I went on a lot of dates, y'all. I experienced the fuckboy, the Florida chill dude, the real estate guy, the meathead, the clingy dude who literally didn't last more than 3 days. I cannot do clingy men. Men who were really thoughtful, men who took their time, men who wanted an FWB, which I had to Google and it means friends with benefits. And that was also a very embarrassing thing because I didn't know what that meant. And it was really okay. And I've done my due diligence, guys, about, you know, researching and YouTubing literally everything I could get my hands on about dating and men in general. So if you're freshly single and you're not knowing where the fuck to start in dating, I'll try my best to relay what I've learned so far. So definitely grab a glass of wine for this one because it is a doozy. I'll get into the nitty-gritty in a few moments, but first, let's hear from our sponsors that make this podcast possible.
Getting matched with the right therapist or counselor can be really mentally taxing, especially if you or a loved one needs help. Luckily, the company MyWellbeing makes things a lot easier. Featured on Glamour, HuffPost, and Forbes, MyWellbeing helps you find the right care. All you have to do is take their quick and easy questionnaire to receive 3 personalized matches instantly. MyWellbeing has connected over 250,000 people just like you with specialized care. So if you're looking for counseling or therapy, click the MyWellbeing link in my show notes and take the survey to find help today.
Want to relax and take a literal chill pill?
Love You 3 Luxe Gummies has your back.
Love You 3 Gummies are made with exclusive cannabinoid blends, including hemp-derived CBD, CBN, and Delta 8. They also include luxury ingredients dedicated to your physical health, like apple cider vinegar, collagen, hyaluronic acid, and vitamin D. I personally love the Beauty Sleep CBD product they offer, which has helped me sleep peacefully throughout the night. And if I'm partaking in the Delta 8 THC, the watermelon sugar is my ultimate go-to. So check out the link in my show notes and use code LOVEMANDY at checkout for free shipping.
Welcome back. Okay, so dating in your 30s, what I've learned so far about men and femininity and all of the fucking things. Holy shit, we're about to do this. Buckle up.
So I'll let you in on some info that really, really changed the way that I saw relationships. Like, fundamentally changed it. We all know everything is energy, right? The law of attraction, the law of assumption, the law of quantum fucking leaping, like whatever. It's all energy based. But there's also a thing called the law of polarity, which basically states that masculine and feminine energies attract one another. No matter who you are or what gender you identify with, each person holds masculine and feminine energy, but one is often more dominant than the other. Some people lead with their masculine, and that attracts feminine people, and vice versa. I'll be using the terms man and woman in this episode, but just know, however you identify, these rules still apply, because each person leads with one or the other. But everyone has both. Because we're all just energy holdings peoples out here on this planet, you know? So the law of polarity. Whatever energy is most dominant in you will attract the opposite. In dating, I've been consciously leading with my feminine energy because I want to attract a masculine man. And that feminine energy feels relaxed and I allow and I feel soft and warm, and it's all about feeling like in the moment and nurtured and feeling safe. Masculine energy, on the other hand, is the doing, the mental acrobatics and the analyzing and the planning. And in today's society, masculine energy is very much celebrated because we're expected to work, 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 work all the time. I sounded like a chicken. A lot of women are forced into their masculine energy at work. And take it from me, masculine energy is very, very hard to turn off. Personally, I'm kind of a control freak and it's very hard for me to relax because I like to plan and I like to do. But in relationships, I really want to be with a masculine man who takes the lead, who makes the effort and does the chasing. And two people can't drive, right? So the first thing I learned is to consciously get into my feminine energy after work, and especially before I go on any date. And I activate this delicious feminine energy by dancing. I dance, girl. I put on my favorite sensual tunes, and I move my hips, and I get into my body and out of my head. And I smile, and I bounce around, and I'm playful. It's so much fun. I'll link my favorite feminine dance playlist in my show notes for y'all because it's a good one. But the point is, if I'm spending most of my time in my head, in my masculine while I'm working, I definitely need to be in my body and in my feminine when I'm not. Being in your feminine is all about noticing your feelings and being in the moment and feeling playful and curious. And masculine leading men love this. It's like crack to them. And honestly, watching a man melt in front of you is the biggest turn on of all time. So, sorry, my coffee maker is going off in the background. I need to caffeinate up. So the wiener guy was all masculine all the time. And I would watch him sometimes just visibly melt in front of me. He really liked my playful energy and my humor, and he often said he felt safe with me. But we all know men will say a lot of shit to get into your pants. So, you know, I let his actions do the talking. And I followed my gut because even early on, I knew that I couldn't be fully emotionally safe with him. So I never ended up doing anything that I regretted doing, you know. I didn't want to screw myself over, and honestly, I walked away anyway. Which brings me to my next point. Always be willing to walk away. It's an energy more than an overt statement. And when you embody that energy, men definitely take notice and respect you way more. I remember the night that I walked away from Wiener Guy, and like I told you, I was really fucking into him, okay? And up until this night, he would always take me out to dinner, and we'd have an amazing, stimulating conversation, and we just genuinely really enjoyed each other's company. And I knew he was dating other women, and I kept my options open as well, and I was dating other guys, but Wiener Guy was starting to feel different, you know? It was starting to get a little bit more and more serious, and the exclusivity talk just naturally started happening. And we decided that we were going to get off our dating apps and give us a go. And I knew that actions speak louder than words, so I just kind of leaned back, and I watched what happened. And the next time I saw him, everything shifted. And he just started acting like an asshole and saying rude shit. And I was just not for it. I was like, okay, this is either you're self-destructing or the front that you had with me is just gone. And that's okay. It's all data, you know, at least now I know, and I wasn't emotionally invested yet. So I eventually just grabbed my stuff and I said, well, I thought we discussed being exclusive, but this isn't going to work for me, and I'd like to be treated better. And I started walking out the door. And the shocked look on his face told me that he was seriously just expecting me to be okay with his behavior, but I held on to my boundaries and my worth. And honestly, it fucking sucked because despite him being a fucking asshole, I really, really liked him. Why do we like the bad boys? Then I waited 3 torturous days for him to text me or call me because I knew it was eventually going to happen. And then 3 days later, he texted me a freaking novel. And honestly, it just didn't end well for us. He decided to take the toxic route and it was immature and I just wasn't having it. You know, right then and there, I saw how he handled conflict and I knew he wasn't for me. Remember, it's all about data collection. And I learned not only a lot about him, but I learned a lot about myself, what I was willing to put up with and what I wasn't. And honestly, that was the lesson and that was the most important thing of that whole situation. So like I said, always be willing to walk away. It's not only attractive, but it automatically gives you that queen, high value energy and confidence. And they'll know straight away that even though you're soft and warm, you are not one to fuck with. Another really important thing that I've learned about men in general is a man's need for validation. Now, everybody wants to be validated in one way or another, but men in particular really need to feel needed in their woman's life because their primal instinct is to provide and protect. Steve Harvey actually talks about this in his book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, which I recommend to every fucking woman on the planet to read, no matter what your relationship status is. It's actually a book selection in my Amazon store, so definitely check that link out in my show notes to grab your copy. I read it last year, and I'm reading it again, and it's just the fucking Bible, dude. Steve Harvey is so smart. But Steve says in his book, and quote, "A man wants to feel needed, and the easiest way to get him that high is to let him provide for you." I think the key here is letting someone do this for us and letting them make the plan. Let's take money, for example, because that's a pretty hot topic right now. I have an unpopular opinion, but I don't give a fuck. I'm just gonna be real with you. If I go out with a guy, especially on a first date, I do not pay. Now, if he asked me to split the bill, and mind you, this hasn't happened yet, but I'll definitely be polite and do it, but there wouldn't be a second date.
Now, some girls are cool with this, and that's fine, but I prefer a man who takes the lead. And if he's not taking the lead in that first date, I know for a fact that he is not the one for me. I move on. If a guy asks me out, I lean back and I let them provide for me. Now, after a few dates, I'll definitely offer to pay because, of course, it's polite. But for the most part, I let the guy lead. And I learned how important this was when I dated a man. Let's call him Fred. Wow, I'm really picking the greatest names for these guys. Wiener guy, Fred, bat in a thousand. Fred was a wonderful man. I recently dated him exclusively, and he refused to let me pay for anything. He was very handsome and worked in tech, and he told me that he preferred to be the provider. And honestly, even with my beliefs, it was still kind of hard to let him do that, like after the 10th date, you know? I kept feeling bad because he was spending so much on me, but then I backed up and I observed him. The way he puffed with pride when he bought me a silk blouse, and the way he loved watching my reactions to eating really good food that he paid for, and he truly relished in the pleasure he provided for me. And that, my friends, is payment enough. If the dude's role is to provide, my role is to nurture and be warm and be fun company and just enjoy myself, because to a real masculine energy, that is gold. Men love to see our pleasure, especially with the experiences that they provide for us, whether that's food or sex or what have you. Now, there are many ways a man can provide without money, especially in this economy where budgets are super tight. So if a guy ever asked me to go out on a picnic or do something really thoughtful, I'd totally be down. I actually went out with a guy where he planned a route of thrift shops, and we had the best fucking time picking out weird outfits and finding funny decorations, and we joked around, and it was so much more fun than just sitting and going out to dinner or drinks. And I really got to know his humor and his fun side. And even if money isn't involved, the same rules apply. Lead with your feminine and let him provide the experience. But the other key factor is letting him know that you loved it and communicating your pleasure. Because that's what they live on. They need the validation. They need to feel needed, remember? And I think that's why we see a lot of alpha male podcasters saying, "We don't like independent women, blah, 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 blah." And I find those podcasts insufferable, and I'm pretty sure if they dove into a pool full of titties, they'd still come out sucking their thumb. But even so, they're basically screaming that they're starving for the validation of women.
Gee, I wonder why, Chad. I don't know.
But I've found that women really keep that validation to themselves, and we shouldn't. Now, I'm not saying I'm an expert. I'm literally just relaying my experience and what I've learned. And I will say that every single guy that I have been seriously interested in has told me the exact same fucking thing in one way or another. And they say this: "Wow, thank you for acknowledging me and my efforts. It's really refreshing that you communicate clearly, because a lot of girls don't, and I'm always left wondering if I'm doing the right thing or not." I even got this comment from the wiener guy, which taught me one very important thing. Men want to know when they please you. Again, validation, communication. It literally sounds so simple, but for some reason, a lot of women hold back in this department. And that's a shame, because validation is a perfect tool to use to communicate our needs. And compliments do just that. Compliments are the perfect non-direct way to show a man how you want to be treated. And everybody likes compliments. I don't care who the fuck you are. I don't care. Every girl has had that moment where they walk out in that, you know, tight dress, and their man looks at them up and down, and he's like, "Girl, I'm going to rip that dress off of you." Bitch, you know, you want to wear that dress every fucking day after that. Because he's showing you what he likes. So why don't we do the same thing? If you like something they're doing, tell them and visibly show your pleasure and appreciation. I'm a pretty open and complimentary person in general, and I actually love giving compliments and making someone's day brighter. So that has served me very well in dating. For example, if he takes me to a really nice place to eat, I will visibly enjoy the food. I offer him a bite and he offers me bites, and it's playful and fun. And after the date, either in text or in person, I'll say something like, I had such a nice time with you. Thank you so much for taking me here. It's exactly what I like, and you made a really good choice. Right there, I'm acknowledging his efforts. I'm letting him know that he's capable of pleasing me. I'm giving him data on what I like so he can keep pleasing me. And most importantly, I'm showing him respect because more than likely he provided that experience. And if I enjoyed it, I should tell him. Now, there is a fine line between complimenting and over-complimenting. Over-complimenting sounds a little desperate and it comes off a little weird and stalkery. So just definitely gauge it and be genuine about it. Another thing that I have found, and it's pretty obvious, is men really want to know how they're making your body feel, and not just in the bedroom. I watched this woman named Adrienne Everhart on YouTube, and she has a fantastic video on this, and I'll link it in my show notes below. But letting the guy know how your body is feeling is just more validation that they're doing the right thing and that they're capable of pleasing you. A good out-of-bedroom example of this is if you really want a guy to text you more. You can say something like, "It gives me tingles everywhere when I get that good morning text from you." So he's going to be like, "Oh my God, I got to keep giving her that physical reaction. So I'm going to keep doing that one thing." And you're telling him how you want to be treated. You want good morning texts. It's that simple. And if for some reason he doesn't do it after you've told him how it makes you feel, then you've collected your data and he may not be that into you, and that's fine. Move on. As a feminine leading person, it is really important to fill your life up with things that you're obsessed with so you are not hung up on the feelings of some other person. You have to go into situations and really assess, do I like this person? Not so much, do they like me? Do I like them? Okay, so I've covered a lot of ground on this episode, and I think there are just so many more dating episodes that we could do, but I'll give you a quick rundown. Number one, the law of polarity. Everyone has both masculine and feminine energy, and it's good to identify which energy you lead with so you can lean into it or change it depending on what you want to attract. Two, be willing to walk away because that shows high value. Three, if you're a feminine leading person, let the masculine provide for you and consciously lean back and go with the flow. Four, visibly show your pleasure because men want to know when they please you. And number five, validation and communication through compliments to let your partner know how you want to be treated. All right, so if you found this episode helpful and you loved it, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so it becomes visible to more and more besties like you. Until next time, be a fucking delight, bitch.